endorse and is in no way responsible to any claims made during this broadcast.
WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the show. We got road course racing to talk about. We're going to talk about William Byron getting another win this year and, you know what, solidifying his spot in the playoffs. But is he becoming the best driver in NASCAR? I'll tell you a cool stat about what he's already accomplished so far. Also, you know what? It wouldn't be a road course race if we didn't talk about how was the race, obviously, and how did everybody do. But did anybody get into a bit of a dust-up? Do we have an angry Kyle Busch sighting? So I'll go to my partner Sean a little bit and find out more about Kyle Busch and who he was happening to be mad at. Plus, I think we've, you know, a couple people got into it. So we'll recap all that. Plus, our buddy Alex Hayden going to join us later on in the program. Missed last week. He's coming back this week to catch us up on what he thinks about the 2024 season so far. So sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. And joining me, as he does each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here.
The owner of said studio, or procurer of, I guess it would be...
This is the Optimize You studio, by the way.
It is the Optimize You studio, the home offices of Whitfield Media Group. Proprietor is what I... That was the word I was going there, not purveyor.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get through this show without coughing too much.
Oh, man, there's a lot of that going around.
I will do my best to try to cut my mic off if I start that.
You know, when I moved to Chattanooga years ago, people, and I'm very fortunate, knock on wood, that allergies is nothing that messes with me. I rarely have ever had anything like that. But when I first got here, people were like, you have no idea the kind of allergies and the kind of pollen and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Everybody, you know, every place has their things. Oh, my gosh. When I was first here and realized that, I mean, there will be a yellow film on everything, and when spring starts and all this stuff sets in the valley, listen, everywhere you go, people are hacking, coughing, sneezing. I'm telling you, I think Chattanooga keeps, I don't know who Claritin's parent company is, but they ought to name their next pill after Chattanooga.
I'm sure the Southeast region is their... where they do their most sales.
Yeah.
Out of the entire country.
The next pill ought to be called like the Tennessee Valley, you know, gold chip or
and,
something.
And it just kind of gives you this rundown feeling a little bit. Coughing, sinuses, head stuffy, throat's raspy.
You never feel like you get a full good breath of air, you know. Yeah. Like always stuffed up with some way.
It's even struggling getting into the gym and trying to go full speed at it, which I know you can't relate to that, but I'm just describing what it's like
you're
to
exactly
the rest
right.
of us.
I cannot.
But if I was into the golfing like you are, it'd probably slow me down on the golf course.
You know what? I did some golfing and did some of them 12-ounce curls that I like to do this Saturday.
Did you do too many of those?
You know, it depends on who you ask.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think I played really well and had a good time.
So if you asked your teammates, you...
Mrs. Orr wasn't so impressed when I got home, but, I mean, what wife wants to hear about their husband's fun day at the golf course?
Yeah.
Not many.
So she can immediately tell whether or not you had one too many beers.
Yes, pretty much.
By the way you walk in the door.
And it's one of those things that, you know, when you're younger... You know, it was cute, but now it's just, you know how like you after a while you've, well, you probably don't know this, but when you've been around someone for that long,
you know, you hear all their jokes and all their stories, and it's not as much fun. It's kind of that way with her and me having beers. She's like, I've seen this show before. It's not funny.
Yeah, and I'm over it.
And I'm going to need you to go in that room over there and stay away from me.
Yeah, and I certainly wouldn't pay to see this show.
Exactly. But it was a good time.
Well, I hope you didn't, go backwards in points.
Well, Sean.
Sounds like you might have.
I think my brownie points, it's like the U.S. debt, right? Like the number just keeps getting bigger, but we don't really know what it means because nothing ever bad seems to happen. It doesn't matter how many points I have or don't have. I'm still in the same spot.
Well, that's what happens when you have a Democratic household or a Democrat household.
Yeah, you don't know my wife very well.
Oh, goodness. Well, great weekend of NASCAR racing. It was a great weekend of weather for the most part. You said you got golf in.
Got golf. It was
Saturday.
The sun would come out. It was gorgeous. But then the sun would go behind clouds and the wind was just cold. It was very weird.
Yeah. Saturday was a little bit questionable.
Yesterday afternoon was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure was. And, of course, basketball is going full speed right now. The March Madness is altogether mad.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's brackets are completely busted. It never goes the way anybody thinks it's going to go.
Yep. I've for the first time in forever, I got a bracket. You know, our buddy Curtis, I got a bracket with him. And day one, I was winning it. And day four, I'm out of it.
You're out of it.
Just gone. Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, NASCAR is going full speed ahead. Hey, TV ratings are continuing to go up. Went up last week at Bristol. And I wanted to... And we'll do this quickly. Do you think that the Netflix documentary thing has got a lot to do with the TV ratings going up every week?
You know, I don't think so.
I understand it's doing really well.
Well, that's the thing. I haven't read anything to see how popular it's been. Now, I do think the on-track product has been really good this year.
I agree.
That is normally the main driver, but yeah. I'm sure there's definitely some people learning about these guys and decided to tune in.
Well, the experts are saying that they think that's got something to do with it, that the Netflix documentary has added some viewers to NASCAR that we didn't have this time last year. So a little bit later, it'll be interesting. We'll get Alex Hayden from MRN's take on that and see what his opinion is.
See if he watches the series.
You know, this is positive because, you know, for a couple of years there, or maybe even more, oftentimes we were seeing TV ratings take a hit, go on the decline. So it is nice to see the sport is having some nice, solid increases in TV ratings, and most every week it's been double-digit plus.
Yeah, and like I said, I do think a lot of that has to do with what we're seeing on the track. You've got this, I guess, I keep calling it new crop, but I guess I'm having a hard time getting over the old stars. And now, you know, I mean, listen, William Byron got the win, Sean. William Byron may be the best driver in NASCAR right now. And to me, he's still kind of the young guy over at Hendrick. But, I mean, let's face it. This guy continues to win races.
Don't forget about Larson now.
We know Kyle Larson, but he's now kind of part of the old crew with Joey Logano and Kyle Busch and them. But you've got, you know, these William Byron. You've got Chase Elliott. You've got Ryan Blaney. Ross Chastain, some of these guys that are coming up. And you know what? I think that's got a lot to do with it. Got some personality back in the sport.
You know, you and I have been doing this show nearly 20 years together. I've been 24 at it. And when you're out in public or public places, does many people ever start talking NASCAR to you from time to time? I get that quite often.
If they know that I'm on the show, a lot of times they'll bring it up.
Yeah. And one thing that is a little bit annoying in some of these conversations that I have is they say, oh, I used to watch NASCAR. I don't watch anymore because I don't know anybody in the sport.
Or that happens.
Or all the good drivers are gone. Or ever since Dale Earnhardt passed away and Jeff Gordon retired, I don't watch it anymore. And it's almost like people think that these guys are supposed to stay forever young and be able to be competitive and stay in a race car. And I'll just tell you, once you hit 50 years old or even before, you can't handle staying in a car for 3.5 hours. You got to go to the bathroom at some point.
Tell us more about being 50.
I'm just saying. I can't imagine being a NASCAR driver in my 50s and trying to stay hydrated at the same time. But it just gets me. I'm thinking, okay, let's compare it to other sports. What other sports do your athletes last forever or go on for years and years and years, or, you know, more than a decade or two? Actually, NASCAR drivers probably have a lot longer life in that professional sport or their professional sport than most of any of the other ones.
Yeah, I mean, you look at basketball players, you get into the mid-30s, you're older, you don't see anybody really past that. It's such a physically demanding. Football, certainly.
NFL football is average 3 to 4 years.
Tom Brady made it to, I think, 40 years old, or maybe a little older, but and that was by far and away the anomaly. And he did so much to maintain his body. It was a full year-round thing to do just to maintain his ability to play. And even when he finally quit, I just can't take these hits anymore. You know, I just about related to golf, Sean. I mean, it's kind of one of these that you can play as you get older, but as you get older, you realize you still don't have anything on these young guys. Yeah. I mean, they're a little hungrier. They can hit the ball a little farther, physically. They can do a little bit more than you can at that age. So you're right.
And
every crew ages out.
And think about this. It is the average NFL football player doesn't continue to play on into their 30s. So that's our number one sport in America is NFL. So when you start looking at the NFL and you start looking at all these other professional sports, NASCAR drivers probably outlast majority of the other sports that are out there.
Yeah. No, I think.
Can you think of a sport that could even be comparable?
Well, I compared golf. That's about it. And then,
that's a good point.
You know, like professional archery and stuff. I don't know enough about those. But yes, like as far as big time sports, I think there's the longevity in NASCAR, you have a chance to go a lot longer.
But many times I'll say to folks in conversations I'm having, say, listen, just give NASCAR another chance. The sport is as good as it's ever been. Yes, it's going to take you a little bit of time to get familiar with some of the stars in NASCAR and the names and stop thinking about what it was like when Jeff Gordon was on the track and Rusty Wallace, Dale Earnhardt, and others, and give the new generation an opportunity.
Yeah, well, just give the new racing an opportunity. You don't have to have a favorite driver. Just tune in for some of the on-track stuff we're seeing right now, because it has been very good. Sean, just a quick note, the Tennessee Lady Vols did not overcome the NC State Wolfpack. I hope I didn't ruin that for anyone that's T-voted. But you and I got caught up watching basketball in here. And
that's the first ladies college basketball I've watched.
I tell you what, the Tennessee Lady Vols stormed back after being down 18 to pull within two, and it was so close at the end, and weren't able to overcome it. But that was kind of fun. But it is the season, the March Madness, the games on all the time, and you know, I think that speaks to the fact that NASCAR's ratings are going up when there's a ton of other options right now too.
Well, and that's one thing else that I wanted to point out is most every weekend NASCAR has been the highest rated. Sports programming in television. So that's another benefit that we've been also receiving, is we've been achieving that with TV ratings. So good things to talk about our sport, and a lot of things are happening. And of course, it continues to change week after week. We come back, we're going to talk about the Circuit of Americas. We're going to get into that and more as we continue. But first, we want to let you know we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. I can hear your voice again.
We'll be be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you caught up on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, we're about to recap the race from the Circuit of Americas, the first road course race of the year that saw William Byron in a dominant run get his second victory of the season. And Sean, coming up this Sunday, I guess it would be Easter.
Easter
NASCAR's
Sunday.
Racing on Easter? The heathens, they used to take
and
this week
And it's
going to
be under the lights. 7 p.m. race time.
I don't know, but I used to always take Easter Richmond. Off. But anyway, heading to Richmond. So that's coming up this Sunday under the lights. You are correct. 7 o'clock. So that's a Sunday night race?
Yeah,
a little
on Fox.
Different.
All right, on there Fox, you go. Chattanooga. Fox.
So heading to Richmond. Saw a couple movies this weekend.
You're into watching movies?
Well, I mean, yeah, I have a daughter, so like we're always into watching something. But the Trolls movie, the one where he's in a boy band, it finally came out on like...
Dang, I hate that I missed that.
On one of the services and watched that. And it was kind of funny because they're making, you know, there a lot of callback jokes there. But then we went and watched Ghostbusters yesterday. And I'm saying this because like the original Ghostbusters was back in your day, right?
It was, but I never went to see it.
You've never seen Ghostbusters?
Never seen Ghostbusters.
My, that just makes so much sense.
I never had any desire then, and I still don't now.
Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray.
But I know that was a big deal. That was big in the 80s.
So this one, there's a lot of callbacks to that. Like Dan Aykroyd's in it. You get to see everybody. They bring back some of the old favorite ghosts.
It was, yeah, I mean, the movie was okay, but it was a lot of fun anyway. So little nostalgia. I was saying that because maybe if you wanted to feel young again, you could go watch it and harken back to the good old days of it. But you'd never even watched it.
So yeah, I would just say
you don't know who Slimer is. I'm being reminded, Bankman or anything.
Yeah, I'd just be going, I'm reminded why I didn't go see this the first time.
Man, it explains so much.
I was sheltered.
I have so many questions for Stanley. Yeah. Just why didn't he let his poor son do anything?
I was just sheltered growing up and never went and saw Ghostbusters. Just never had any interest in it. All right, William Byron, he was pretty much the dominant driver of the weekend. Fastest in practice, fastest in the final round of qualifying, fastest in the race. Of course, one was on the pole, won the pole award, and then fastest to the finish line. He ended up leading 42 of 68 laps.
Yep, it was a very dominant run. I found this stat interesting. William Byron is now the first driver to win multiple races 3 years in a row. So that's like consistently good. He's the first one to get more than one, which number one means he's winning more than one. And number two, he's not wasting any time to do it. Yeah, just an absolutely dominant run. Listen, there was a lot of good racing and there was a lot of good back and forth throughout the racing yesterday throughout the field, but not a lot at number one, because when he was out there, he was gone.
Yeah. And to add to that, he could be considered possibly in his beginning stages as a road course king, or not king, but warrior.
A ringer.
Yeah, he won Watkins Glen last year, so he did well there. I think he won six races overall for the entire season, and this is the first ever race that he's won from the pole. He's had 12 poles so far in his career, but this is the first one he's ever won from the pole.
Yeah, Fast Willie B is what we should start calling him. Sean, just another really good run for him. It's funny. I think he's had the most on-track success of all the Hendrick guys, but I think still probably overshadowed by the most popular driver in the sport, Chase Elliott. But it's hard to, you know, I'm sure Jeff Gordon's looking at that 24, you know, proud of the way it's performed.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Circuit of Americas there in Austin, Texas. And as we've been talking about, William Byron got the win. And this was his 12th victory in 222 NASCAR Cup Series races, his second victory and third top 10 finish in 2024. This is his first victory and second top 10 finish in four races at the Circuit of the Americas. Christopher Bell posted his second top 10 finish in four races at the Circuit of Americas. It is his fourth, top 10 finish in 2024. In third spot, we had Ty Gibbs. Heck of a day driving for Joe Gibbs Racing. Fourth was Alex Bowman. Fifth, Tyler Reddick. Sixth, A.J. Allmendinger. Seventh, Ross Chastain. Eighth, Chris Buescher. Ninth, Kyle Busch. And 10th, Martin Truex Jr.
You had to get all the way to 8th place before you found a Ford. So it was a big day for Toyota and Chevrolet. Joey Logano, 11th. Ryan Blaney, 12th. Chase Briscoe, 13th. Denny Hamlin, 14th. Bubba Wallace in the top 15. Chase Elliott, 16th. Larson, 17th. Go down the list a little bit. Austin Dillon, 25th. As his season continues to drag on. Stenhouse Jr., 28th. Keselowski, you know what? Ran decent for a while, ended up finishing 33rd, and then get all the way down to Michael McDowell, who did not finish on the lead lap, finished 38th.
I think there for a while, I thought, well, Brad Keselowski was probably the only driver that was ready to get out of that place. But I believe Michael McDowell probably more so than Keselowski.
So, but good run, anyway.
Having steering problems. But when I look at the top 10, I see a good showing of Toyotas, a good showing of Chevrolets, and not much of a performance from Ford. Only one Ford in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, you had to get all the way to 8, Chris Buescher sighting, and then so dominant performance by Chevy and and Toyota, really. And this is going to be one of those tracks that they've got to go back to the old race shop and look at Ford and go, hey, where's our horsepower?
Yeah. So when you look at the winners, clearly William Byron sticks out being the winner of the race. Christopher Bell, great run for him. Runner-up results, fourth top 10 of the season. Ty Gibbs, as I mentioned a moment ago.
Keeps knocking on the door.
Yeah, his fifth top 10 finish so far in the season, and that's a career best for him in the NASCAR Cup Series. And, of course, in a moment we'll talk about the driver standings, but it moved him up near the very top in the standings. Alex Bowman, great run for him. Hendrick Motorsports overall did well. Gave him his third top five finish of the year. And then Kyle Busch, despite a spin, his ninth place finish snapped a three-race streak of finishing outside the top 20. He has just been snake bit so far this year.
Yeah, and Kyle Busch, of course, had words with another driver after the race. Did appreciate how Christopher Bell raced him, and probably a lot of that was the frustration of Kyle Busch actually having a car that was performing well for the first time in a while and having a chance to have a better than ninth place finish.
Did you notice in that post-race discussion, it didn't last long between Kyle Busch and Christopher Bell, it looked like Christopher was a little bit scared?
Would you call it that
or just showing respect?
I think it was shocked. It was kind of like, you know, when you see someone walking up to you and you're like, hey, man, and they start getting mad at you and you're like, oh, God, wait, you're mad? I think that's kind of the vibe I got of him. He's like, oh, okay, we're doing this. All right, yep. All right, see you, buddy.
My impression was that, okay, here is veteran Kyle Busch with an unbelievable NASCAR record. One of the top drivers ever to drive in the sport.
First ballot Hall of Fame.
And I have ticked him off. And how do I get out of this one? And if I could run, I would. But I've got to stand here and take this. And he might have even thought, now, is Kyle Busch about to push me or is he about to hit me? Because Christopher Bell's a little bitty guy.
Yeah, he's not tall. And I think, you know, a lot of that goes on. They're like, oh, gosh, if he hits me, I've got to swing back because there's 8,000 cameras on me. Listen to this stat, Sean. William Byron is the 44th driver in the modern era to start first, lead the most laps, and win the race. It's only been done 196 times since 1972. Care to guess which driver of all time has started the first, led the most laps, and won the race? So basically just had dominant days. Which driver has done that more than anybody else?
Anybody else in NASCAR?
Anybody else in NASCAR?
Jeff Gordon.
Darrell Waltrip.
Really?
17 times.
Okay.
Your buddy Jeff Gordon did it 12 times from 95.
Jeff was second?
No. Second would be the best driver of Hendrick ever, Jimmy Johnson.
Okay.
And then David Pearson, Jeff Gordon, Cale Yarborough. Kyle Busch has done it 10 times and would be fifth on that list.
Okay. Interesting stats you've come up there with, Mr. Orr.
Yeah, that's just one of those. You know, every once in a while we show up here on Monday and we're like, yeah, that might have been the, you know, microphone 500, but really it was the Jimmy Johnson 500. He dominated. That's just how many times someone have done that.
Yeah. Of course, as I mentioned a moment ago, Michael McDowell, bad day, finished there at the end due to steering problems. Some other drivers that didn't have a good day. Noah Gregson, he finished 34th. He is continuing to struggle. As time goes along. And then, of course, Harrison Burton. His 30th place result is the fifth time in six races this year that he has finished 27th or worse. So, you know, that's got to be discouraging.
Some people, it was like Matt Kenseth back in the day. You know, he goes to road courses just to hurry up and get them over with and get down to the next one. Some drivers are like that. Other drivers, really good.
Well, and you hate to see it for that race team. The Wood Brothers. I mean, what more of an iconic team in NASCAR today than the Wood Brothers? And they're just not having any success at all.
Yeah, it's not a banner year so far.
All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105, and we are presented to you by Optimize U. We're in our 24th season of talking NASCAR. So we couldn't have done that without all of you out there listening, and as well as all the great sponsors we've had through the years. And we're still having fun doing it, aren't we, Casey?
Yes. Each and every Monday at 6.
Just think, back in the day, it used to be Mondays and Thursdays.
I'd hate to be home right now.
Well, yeah, from the way your behavior was over the weekend, this is a much better place for you.
I may need to sleep on that couch.
See, you're smiling here. You may not be smiling if you were at home. All right, we got a lot more NASCAR to come as we continue, and we come back from the break. We've got Alex Hayden from MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR. All of that and more. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group. At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize U. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. Today, just got done recapping William Byron's big win at the Circuit of Americas, his second win of the season, the first road course race of 2023.
And it is time for us to go to the Optimize U hotline and bring on our next guest. And he comes from the voice of NASCAR, MRN Radio, and that is none other than Alex Hayden. Good evening, Alex.
Hey, good evening. Thank you guys for having me on this evening.
Well, you're quite welcome. We were looking forward to having you join us. This is the first time we've talked to you this year.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it. There's an awful lot that's been going on and what's been a pretty good start to the season.
Yeah, you're right about that. Matter of fact, we were talking earlier in the show that, hey, we've got plenty of things to be thankful for. Nothing to be upset about. TV ratings are going up. We've had nothing but great racing. We just finished week number six, and hey, things are going well.
Yeah, they really are. When you really look at it, it's been a nice start to the season with William Byron coming back to victory lane after getting a Daytona 500 win. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of winners here to start the season too. So that's something that we kind of wondered. How is this going to play out now that this next-gen car has been in play for, now this is its third year. Are the teams that are the best teams out there going to continue to rise to the top and start gapping themselves when the teams that are a little less funded, or is it going to continue to be somewhat even? I mean, obviously the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas have been outstanding here as of late, but the bottom line is they're not winning every race. We've had multiple winners, and that's a good thing.
Alex, do you think there is a lot of truth to the fact or the statement when someone in the NASCAR garage area says that the competition is the most competitive it's ever been? Do you feel like that's a pretty fair statement, or because that seems like a statement that we hear year after year by many of the teams?
Yeah, you know, that is. And I was getting ready, before you finished your question there, I was getting ready to say the same thing you wrapped up with. That's something we hear an awful lot, it seems like, year after year. Yeah. I will say this. I think it is this era, this last 5 to 7 years, have been about as close a competition as you're going to see. And the number of different winners year after year kind of backs that up. And I think it's up to the individual person on what they gauge as good competition, right? I mean, if some people say multiple winners is good competition, some may disagree with that. They may say, hey, how about passes? How many passes are we having? How many passes for the lead? How many green flag passes through the field? Things like that. And those numbers, if you really break those down, and all that numbers, those are out there. I mean, that's stuff that NASCAR keeps up with lap after lap every single race. The number of green flag passes through the field is better than what it's ever been. So it's kind of hard to disagree with it. But I'm like you. I get a little nauseous when people say it every single year that this year's better than last year and that's better. You know, it's just at some point or another, we kind of wear that just a bit. But I do think this era is pretty good.
Yeah, Alex, you know, Sean and I were talking earlier. You've got the Netflix show, and what effect is that having? Is it the fact that we're finally maybe getting used to the fact that, you know, I mean, William Byron is one of the best drivers. He's no longer the new kid, you know. Chase Elliott's super popular, but he's also very, very good. Is it just us getting used to that, or is it just flat out the product is better on the track, which has to have a lot to do with it? We're having kind of some record ratings right now, and the proof seems to be in the pudding. People are watching NASCAR.
That is true. And no, not every race this year has been a sellout, but we have had quite a few sellouts at the racetracks.
Yeah, it does look like the attendance seems like it's been going well from what we see
it
on
really
television.
Has. No, Bristol wasn't sold out by any stretch of the imagination, but to me, that's kind of more, if anybody's ever been to a race at Bristol Motor Speedway and been for the weekend, you understand just how expensive it is at hotels in that area. Johnson City, Bristol itself, Abingdon, Virginia, that surrounding area, NASCAR can't control what people charge for hotel rooms. And that is some of the most expensive hotels the entire tour we go to, no matter what track it is. And that's something NASCAR has no control over. So to me, it almost forces the race fan to make a decision. When they want to go see a race at Bristol, they have to decide, do I want to go to the spring race or do I want to go to the night race? And obviously, the night race is the one that people tend to lean towards, and that's where the good crowds always are for Bristol. We know the spring race, whether it's on concrete, on dirt, whatever the case may be, the attendance has been down, and I honestly believe it's because of the hotel prices in and around the Bristol, Tennessee area. They're just stupid expensive.
Yeah. It gets back to the old supply and demand, because the supply up in the Tri-Cities is not that great when you try to bring in 100,000-plus people to an event. Alex, I want to – we just mentioned TV ratings for just a moment ago, and I was having this conversation with Casey earlier. Do you feel like that the next Netflix documentary of NASCAR has played a role in possibly the increase ticket numbers, TV ratings, and so on so far this year?
I think it has, because every single track pays attention, and they have the numbers to back it up on who's a first-time ticket buyer, who's you know, in their early 20s, who's in their 30s, their 40s, whatever the case may be. So they have access to every bit of that information. And believe it or not, there's been a lot of first-time ticket buyers to every race this year. So that tells you, based off of that show from a year ago when it came out, that people watched and people pay attention to it, and they want to go see what they were watching these drivers and kind of see them at their craft actually working. I will be 100% transparent. I have not seen that show on Netflix. I haven't. I haven't seen one episode of it.
You're missing out.
Well, that's what
it's
I hear.
Good.
But
I've
on the same
it.
Token, I've heard multiple reviews on it, some both good and some bad out there. So, you know, it's a matter of I know these guys. I don't know if it's 100% real, everything that they're saying. I honestly don't know that. I'm friends with a lot of these guys. I'm very fortunate, and I know them at my level, and I don't want to see something that might skew that or make me have to go say, okay, that may not necessarily be true. So, you know, that's just part of it. It's just because I have a personal friendship with a lot of those guys, I just chose not to watch it. I may someday go back and kind of binge it, but right now I haven't seen it.
I just regret that the Netflix crew was not following everybody the weekend of Bristol. I mean, wouldn't that have been entertaining, them paying attention to all the issues that we saw at Bristol with the tire situation?
Yeah, you're right about that.
I think that would have brought some good drama.
There's an ongoing debate, and you guys are certainly in on it, about what people want to fix. What do people want? Fans and drivers alike say they need to give them more horsepower. There's a lot of drivers that, and Denny Hamlin's one of them, banging his fist on the desk saying, hey, give us a ton of horsepower where we have to really drive these cars and that'll wear the tire out. I get that. My fix on this is a little bit different to some people, and I don't necessarily want to say we need to fix anything because we just got to talk about how the product's not bad right now. It's pretty doggone good. But to me, if you make the tire smaller, they're going to have no choice but to lift. 550 to 700 horsepower is plenty of power to get around these racetracks. If you give a less tire out there, they're not going to be able to stomp on the gas pedal and put it down. So that's a big thing, obviously, and that's what everybody's got an opinion on that. But to me, the racing's pretty good. Can it be better? Well, yeah, I think it can be better. The bottom line is I don't think it'll ever be perfect. There's nothing in this world to me that's ever been perfect. So how can people expect NASCAR to put 40 cars on the racetrack and make it be perfect every single lap of every single race? It's just unrealistic.
You know, there's so many variables, because what is good at a track one day is completely different the next day. But I do think, you know, we came in here so excited the Monday after Atlanta and went, oh my gosh, did you see the racing we had there? You could actually go three wide without causing a massive wreck. And is this something that's going to carry forward? And I do think we've seen more of that. And I do think that as long as NASCAR focuses on giving more drivers a chance to win and better racing, we're all going to benefit from that. And so far, I think it hasn't been perfect, but we are seeing that going forward.
I agree 100%. By the way, I apologize. That's an F-15E Strike Eagle from the United States Air Force.
Cool.
There's an Air Force base right down the street from here. I'm in a flight line. So
okay.
Just the sound of freedom. Nothing big.
Well, good deal.
America.
But, you know, I tend to agree with you. There's a lot that you can look at this and a lot of different directions you can go with it. But when you prove that you can race in a draft three wide on a mile and a half like they did at Atlanta, that begs the question to me, why do you feel like you have to wreck somebody and drive through them at Daytona and Talladega? When you prove that you can do it at Atlanta with no problem, why do you have to wreck each other in Daytona and Talladega? That's one of the things that kind of bothers me a little bit. The racing has been good. Atlanta was exceptional. The thing about Atlanta Motor Speedway that I try to caution people is the track is going to continue to age, and it's going to continue to wear out, and it's going to get back to the way it was, where there's no way in the world they're going to be able to run three wide and side by side, because they're going to be slipping and sliding all over the place. And isn't that what the drivers said they wanted? The drivers were complaining because they were going to pave the racetrack. And now we've had some great races at Atlanta. The drivers love it the way it is. So I think that simply illustrates the fact that it just depends on the day, on what people want and what they don't want, including the race drivers.
Yeah. Alex, when you just reflect for just a moment on the first six races of the season, we just ended yesterday, of course. Is there any one thing so far about the 2024 NASCAR season that you thought would either you would change about it or has disappointed you? Is there any one thing that stands out so far?
Nothing that disappoints me, other than just something that's very minor, kind of piggybacking off of what I just said. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many Daytona 500s in a row that have ended under caution. That, to me, is frustrating. It's our yeah. biggest race of the year, and that is where the most eyeballs, the most ears are listening. That is the biggest event of the season, and it ends under the yellow flag in overtimes all the time. And to me, that's such a disappointment, and to me, it's quite a letdown as well, because the racing at Daytona is so good until we get right down to it, and then they start wrecking each other, and it's just a mess. So to me, that's a disappointment, and it has been year after year. I think the other thing that kind of stands out right now are two of the sport's most popular drivers, two champions that haven't won in a long time. And I'm talking about Chase Elliott and Joey Logano. Their losing streaks now are only separated by, what, three or four races. It's been a long time since Logano's won. I think it was the beginning of last year, the last time Logano won a race. In the first five or six races of last year, Chase Elliott, you got to go back to that previous season before that. But those two drivers, as popular as they are, and champions of our sport, for whatever reason, just haven't quite figured out this new race car 100%. Now, I know Joey Logano has been a part of the championship four, and I know he's still around at the end of the year, but he's not winning races. And to me, that's a big thing. With Team Penske, your lead driver there that hasn't won in as long as he has, to me, that's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, then to add to that, let's throw Richard Childress Racing in there with Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch has had his fair share of troubles this year. The entire organization has been struggling. So that's another surprise.
I think there's a degree of frustration with Kyle Busch at Richard Childress Racing. Not, and I need to be careful how I phrase this, because I'm friends with a lot of folks there at RCR, including Richard himself. They're great people, and they are racers to the core. But they clearly haven't figured this new race car out. And here we are, what, 2 years and a quarter of the way into this third year. And I get the sense that Kyle may not be a big fan of the race car, but Kyle Busch is a competitor, and he's going to continue to fight, scratch, and claw until he does figure it out. And leaving Joe Gibbs Racing, where he had a ton of success, obviously, to come to RCR, yeah, he won early on in his career at Richard Childress Racing, but I think he's a bit frustrated with the race team, who doesn't quite put the resources into it that he feels like should go into it. Or maybe that he's used to having. It may be the correct way to say that, with the finances and resources Toyota threw at Joe Gibbs Racing and the team at Joe Gibbs Racing, they just seem to have the ability to figure things out. And Richard Childress Racing at the moment just hasn't. Yeah. For whatever reason, they just haven't. I think the frustration lies with Kyle within the race team. Obviously, yesterday he was mad at Christopher Bell, maybe rightly so, because Bell threw him in turn one at Circuit of the Americas. But I think part of being mad is the fact that you were finally running well and got turned around. And that just makes it that much worse for Kyle Busch. But I agree. Richard Childress Racing as a whole right now, in the Cup Series at least, is on the struggle bus. The Xfinity Series, they're having a much better time over there with Austin Hill winning a lot of races.
Our guest today on the Optimize You Hotline is Alex Hayden with MRN Radio. Alex, I want to shift gears for just a moment and talk about the business side. The charter agreement is still being discussed, at least among the drivers. I don't know if there's any active conversations going on with NASCAR and the drivers, but there is a lot on the line for these race teams this year, especially with all the new things you're going to be coming about with a TV agreement in 2025. Are you hearing anything much behind the scenes that you can share with us? Is anything positive coming along with NASCAR and the charter agreement with the team owners?
No, I'll be honest. No, there hasn't been anything really new to report. And I could tell you that between the owners and the powers that be in NASCAR who are a part of this discussion, they aren't talking. They're not talking to any members of the media. It is very hush-hush. And when you look at it and understand that there's millions and millions of dollars on the line and where it's going to be distributed and how it's going to be distributed, you can understand why things are quiet. It's a difficult scenario because much like the race cars themselves, times have changed with being a car owner. And these NASCAR Cup Series car owners have always been independent contractors, meaning you're responsible for paying your own employees, finding your own finances, and putting a car on the racetrack. It's not NASCAR's responsibility. Well, the idea of the charter agreement now is to guarantee these teams a starting spot in the race, whereas before they used to have to qualify in. And believe me, there were some big-name drivers that missed races at times. The world didn't come to an end. We kept racing, and they continued on as well. So from the get-go, I've kind of been anti-charter, but I do understand the car owner side of things, where you want to feel like you've got a value for the amount of money you've spent in this sport, even though you understand that you've been an independent contractor the whole time. It's not like a football team in the National Football League or Major League Baseball, whatever the case. These aren't franchises, so they don't get a massive cut of all the profits. And that's essentially what this discussion is about. The team owners feel like they deserve a bigger cut of the pie that NASCAR gets, whereas NASCAR says, well, no, you're choosing to be an independent contractor. Here's what you're going to get out of every race. Here's what you're going to get at the end for the better finishes you have in the points, the more money you're going to make. So that's kind of where they're at. NASCAR has always been, since Bill France Sr. started this sport, they've been in the mindset, two things. Number one, you keep us out of a court of law, which their attorneys have always done a nice job of doing. The other thing is, and maybe the most important thing is, NASCAR likes to sign the backs of checks, not the fronts of checks, which means they like to cash them. They don't want to spend them. And these teams are wanting a whole lot more money, even though NASCAR signed a record TV deal that starts next year and a media rights deal. There's a lot more money coming in, and the teams feel like they are entitled to more money. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. That's one of those that there is a hard line drawn in the sand right now. And that's something, quite frankly, that nobody really talks about in the garage, because it is that part of a line. If you're all for it, you're going to be completely against the people who are against it, and vice versa. So in order to preserve friendships and working relationships, nobody talks about it.
Yes, that is no doubt a sensitive subject, I'm sure, on a race weekend. But as you know, as time goes along, it's going to have to be addressed. And it was a big, disappointment to a lot of these team owners when they got to Daytona and NASCAR showed no interest whatsoever in having conversations about it. So that was sort of the handwriting on the walls.
Well, I think we need to be careful with that, because that isn't necessarily true. A lot of this, because it is secretive, some, not all, there are a couple of Cup Series car owners that are trying to play this out in the media to get the court of public opinion to be on their side to help them get leverage. So they're leaking and saying things like NASCAR is not willing to negotiate. That's the furthest thing from the truth. The negotiations have been ongoing. The bottom line is they're just still far apart right now. But there are a couple of car owners that are trying to play this out in the media to get the public on their side.
Alex, we are out of time, but before we let you go, how can folks keep up with you on a daily basis?
Well, I appreciate that. They can follow along on social media at The Alex Hayden. I'm somewhat active on it, not nearly as much as I used to be, because it seems like you get in trouble more. You get on social media, but during race weekends, I'm very much active, keeping you up to date, showing you pictures and videos and inside stuff, and keeping you abreast of all the breaking news every race weekend. Other than that, I still call my NCAA baseball and softball. It's going on right now, so I'm active doing stuff like that as well. I continue to stay busy no matter what the sport is. I like to put the headset on and broadcast.
And, of course, you guys will pick up flag-to-flag coverage this weekend at Richmond.
We will. The Toyota Owners 400 is coming up this weekend. Of course, Toyota sponsors the entire spring weekend. at Richmond Raceway. It's going to be a big weekend. The NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour is going to be there. That's always fun. We'll broadcast that race as well on select outlets, and we'll look forward to it. Richmond has been a track, I think, everybody circled because this newer short track package, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out and how the tire is, because Richmond is worn out, and these teams have shown that they'll come to pit road under green flag conditions, and Richmond has turned into a strategy race, believe it or not, as a short track, and with this new package, we'll find out how it all plays out and if we continue the momentum that we've been building.
Alex, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. Alex Hayden with MRN Radio. It is time for us to take a break, and we come back, we'll have some... Excuse me. We'll have some closing comments and a little brief discussion about Richmond this weekend. We've got that as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. And if there's something
wrong, who would have guessed it? Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies. Listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? You like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. Big special thank you to Alex Hayden for joining us. Always really good at giving us kind of the inside scoop on what's going on and just what he thinks so far about the year. I have to agree with him. It's been really good. And you know what? Bodes well for what's going to happen moving forward. And, of course, moving forward this weekend, let's head to Richmond Sunday under the lights. It's going to be on Fox TV at 7 p.m. We're going to Richmond Short Track Racing. It's the same tire, Sean, as they used in Phoenix. So a little bit of knowledge for you there. Toyota Owners 400 Richmond Raceway this Sunday.
So we may have maybe a little bit more excitement at Richmond if we see
strings of tires flying in the air or anything like that.
That's what they ought to do.
Of course, we're going to an asphalt track.
Every year at Pocono, they just send like everyone's leftover tires, and that's what makes it exciting. We just never know what's going to happen.
Let's get the driver standings in real quick. After the race at Circuit of the Americas, we got Martin Truex Jr. leading the point standings.
Out of nowhere.
5 points ahead of second place Ty Gibbs. Third is Ryan Blaney. Fourth, Denny Hamlin. And fifth is Kyle Larson.
William Byron, sixth, followed by Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain, Chase Elliott, Tyler Reddick round out the top 10. Bowman, Buescher, Busch as 11, 12, 13. And Suarez, John H. Nemechek, and Brad Keselowski into the top 16, Sean. Man, barely edging out Briscoe and Wallace. Michael McDowell falls outside of the top 16. So there you have it, the driver standings.
You know, it's kind of nice to see a few different names at the very top of the standings. We've not seen Martin Truex Jr. or Ty Gibbs there.
Truex Jr., zero wins, one top five, but really hadn't had any blow-ups, so that's why he's up top. Yeah. Good for him. That's a wily veteran for you.
Well, as we were just talking a moment ago, headed to Richmond this weekend, you're going to be able to catch that on Fox Chattanooga. And that's going to be starting at 7 p.m. If I'm trying to remember, I either chose Austin Dillon. He's the last.
Yeah, I think you should pick Austin Dillon.
I chose William Byron. I picked either the 48 or the 24 last week. I can't remember.
It was the one that didn't win, so it was a 48.
Okay. So as far as who I think is going to win this weekend, I think I'm going to go Denny Hamlin.
That was actually exactly who I was about to say. That's, you know what?
That's sort of his home track.
How about Chase Elliott? Well, you know what? I think he's going to get off the schneid just like our buddy just told us.
Or, you know, we could I'm going to change mine.
All right, I'm going to
Denny. I'm going to go Kyle Busch.
I'm going Denny Hamlin. When he wins, it's on you.
All right. I'll go along.
Place your bets now.
All right. Any final words, sir?
Have a great week, and look forward to getting back here next Monday.
All right. And I want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. You can find us online at racingtalkradio.com, and we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can also find this show in podcast form as well as on our website. It's usually up and posted on by Tuesday morning, sometimes Monday night, but you can find it for sure on Tuesday morning. So if you've missed any part of today's program or you want to listen to a previous episode, just go to your favorite podcast platform and just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. All right. We'll be back here again next Monday, 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.